to the weekend.
Good day, weekend. Continuing now, Doug Steffen here. Phil Lempert has the flu, which is not good. This time of year, Phil travels an extraordinarily the amount of time he spends in an airplane. I talked to him the other day. He was leaving New York to come back to L.A. He does that once a week, and he's going to events all around the country, all around the world, in fact, to speak about his expertise, which is food. If you are familiar with him and his work, you know the Supermarket Guru website is probably the best place in the world to get information about food, the latest. He's got his tips that are there every week. I love going to the site and seeing things. We use it all the time, as a matter of fact, on the Good Day website, supermarketnews.com, Phil's foodsense.com. You can download an app that is there. There's a new smart shopping app from Phil that you can find out about his hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. When he tests something, you'll get that information as well. So sign up for the supermarketguru.com's daily news flash at supermarketguru.com. Having said that, there are a number of things that you can research this time of year. More people are doing cooking. That's cool. More people are shopping for food. That's cool. Much more expensive. We already learned, I think, when we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, cost of the food that you prepared for Thanksgiving was up about 20% in some circumstances, 14-15%, no matter what you were buying or preparing, cost more to do it this year. Same will be true for your Christmas cooking. So how much of it are you preparing ahead of time, and how much of it is going to be a replication or duplication of what you did at Thanksgiving? A lot of times, the same basic sort of meal. And then the local side of this is what's available. What are you getting from some of the local supplies that may run out for Christmas? You buy them now, put them in the freezer, whatever, probably not a bad idea. I was looking at one of Phil's blogs, Supermarkets and Their Role in Helping You Make Healthy Food Choices. And that's really what it's all about. We were talking earlier today about the arsenic problem in juice. You've heard about the Consumer Reports study that has prompted the FDA to look at the leading, that's the underscore there, the leading sources of apple juice and grape juice. They didn't study apple cider, and they said the five leading brands were not a problem, but the five leading brands probably are a problem. The difference between arsenic that's organic and arsenic that's inorganic or not organic is part of the focus if you really drill down into this. Organic arsenic comes in seeds. The seeds of an apple have arsenic in them. Obviously, it's organic because it's coming out of the ground. Now, do they get it? Do the seeds absorb what may have been in the soil over the years? Because lots of farmers used arsenic. But does it, when it goes through the cycle and becomes part of what's in the apple seed, has it come from originally the inorganic arsenic that washed off of the apples, let's say, or the grapes or whatever you apply it to, got into the soil, down into the soil? The roots of the apple tree pick up the arsenic. It goes into the tree and into the seed. Is that possible? I think you can make a good argument for it, frankly. So it's something to be aware of. Again, read the labels. And by local, I'm betting if you're getting local apple juice or local apple cider, you will look at the label and see that it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup, that stuff that I'm betting is in the five big leading brands of apple juice because they want it to taste good, and then that's why they put the stuff in there. Same with the grape juice. So read the label and buy local. That would be how I would handle that, frankly, in making that sort of a food choice. But again, a lot more information is available at Phil's website, the Supermarket Guru. We're going to have a conversation today with Andrea Cutright, who's the co-founder of a network that has a food app, an iPhone app, and there have been hundreds of thousands of downloads of this thing. It's called Foodly, F-O-O-D-I-L-Y. We'll learn about that in a few minutes. Also joining us later on in the hour, Shelley Hallmark, who is the author of Finding the Balance. And the balance here is on your health the passions that you have? How much negativity do you have in your life versus the passions that you pursue in your life? And how do those things that seem to be not really of physical, the origins are not physical, but they have a manifestation in physicality. How does that take place? All right. Also, a food quiz. And we'll make this fairly easy for a Swell Doug Steffen prize. The number is 800-510-8255. Is it true or false that more fruits and vegetables that come to you fresh are more nutritious than ones that come to you frozen? Fresh fruits and vegetables are more nutritious than frozen ones. Is that true or false? 800-510-8255, something to explore, right? We're into exploration here. Why not explore that? I think that there are a lot of misconceptions. I'm for fresh for lots of different reasons. Is it because it's more nutritious? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Let me take you down a road that is, this is not necessarily foodborne, although I think this product, the Fountain of Youth that you've heard me talk about, perhaps you've listened to the Good Day Weekday program, you've heard us talk about the Fountain of Youth. It's something that has been, I don't want to use the word invent or discover. The fellows that work on organicattitude.com, beauty expert David Pollack is the head. He has developed some of the big breakthroughs in this field, that is the cosmetic field, over the years. And now he's on his own, and he has introduced for you the Fountain of Youth, which increases your skin hydration by 90%. It reduces wrinkles by two-thirds. And it's free. When you go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll discover with a free bottle of Fountain of Youth why it is America's number one anti-aging serum. No smell, no, it's not oily, greasy. You put it on your face and you'll notice that there's in 2 weeks. I mean, take a picture of yourself now and then get the Fountain of Youth and look at your face in 2 weeks. You'll see the difference. Take pictures and compare. That's how you'll know this works for you. Pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's all you have to do. Otherwise, the Fountain of Youth is free for the first callers. Maybe a good stocking stuffer. You can, any number of you, you can figure out ways of getting more than one bottle. Organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY for this wonderful serum. The Fountain of Youth serum. Organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Identity theft can be a problem during the holidays, as seasonal distractions can cause consumers to forget about protecting the confidential information that they generate this time of the year. As we kick off the holiday shopping season, Fellows Incorporated, the leading shredder manufacturer, is raising awareness about the crime. Nancy Heaton, the Senior Global Marketing Manager for Fellows, provides more information.
Our holiday season habits can leave us vulnerable to identity thieves. The easiest way to protect yourself and your family from identity theft is to properly destroy no longer needed documents like store receipts, credit card statements, and travel papers. Use a cross-cut paper shredder, like Fellows P12C, to destroy them into unrecognizable shreds, ensuring identity thieves can't piece together your confidential information. Fellows innovative paper shredders also make great gifts, so help protect your loved ones year-round by giving one this year.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
All right. 800-510-8255 as the question about fresh fruits and vegetables. Are they more nutritious than frozen ones. Let's find out from, Deborah, who's in Macon, Georgia. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So what do you think? Yes or no? True or false?
I think it's false. The frozen ones are just as good as the fresh.
In fact, the studies suggest that in some circumstances, like with peas, you actually get more nutrients from frozen vegetables than some fruits. The story is because the fresh produce that you buy at the grocery store may be older than you think. That is, the stuff that's harvested and frozen, blanched and frozen right away, has gone through the process, if you will, of freezing quicker than the delivery. That's the problem. Here's the caveat to this, Deborah. If you're buying fresh local produce, that is, if you can go to the farm and you see that they've just come in the last couple of hours or that morning with all of the things, whether it's lettuce, whether it's cabbage, whether it's tomatoes, whatever it is, corn, if the stuff is picked that day, you're doing far better to get it from the local provider. If you go to the green grocer and you're not in an area where there's a lot of agriculture, that stuff may have been shipped in a refrigerated truck. It may have come 1,000 miles, may have come 1,500 miles, may have taken a couple days to get there. So what happens when they are processing many of these, especially the medium-sized firms, they go out, harvest the stuff, bring it right back, cook it that day, and freeze it. So that's wherein that's the difference. So you understand how it could work in either way, but in general, that general statement is not true, and therefore you are correct, and therefore you win a swell prize. How do you go about picking your fruits and vegetables? How do you serve your family and yourself in that department?
Well, it depends. A lot of the some of the things I do get from the farmer's market, but actually it's just me. So I just really get it at Kroger, which is one of the larger
Let's see, you're in Macon, Georgia, so there's a lot of local agriculture around you, right?
Yes, there is.
So you're liable to, if you go even to Kroger's, or do you ever go right to the farm or to the local farmer's markets they have there to buy things?
Yes, I said earlier, I go to the farmer's market.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that, sorry. Yeah.
It just depends on what it is. I really enjoy the peas that come from the farmer's market directly.
Yeah. I think the green foods, the more green locally produced foods and fruits as well. Again, if it's coming in and it looks fresh, oftentimes they do things in the big supermarket. They spray it with stuff and so it looks fresher, and it really may not be fresher. I think you can be sure that it's fresher if you go to the farm and you see where it's coming from, and you know that the stuff can't last, especially if it's a hot area like Macon's, pretty warm. They can't put that stuff out and have it last much more than a day anyway.
Yes, it is very warm.
Yeah, right.
So you've encouraged me to want to go more, and I will do that. I'll make
good.
A conscious effort to do that.
All right, we're going to send you a Doug Steffen Good Day prize. I think we've got some great things in our little closet here. Deborah, thank you. So there's an instructive conversation about just understanding, again, what the process is and where the food's coming from. I think that's kind of what you've got to keep in mind. And I don't know, some of the local supermarkets, even if they're part of the big chain, do help you make healthy food choices. They may tell you, okay, this comes from, I've seen it, there's a store in Albuquerque that I love that says, and now more and more are doing it, they put right in front of it, this came from, you know, this farm here or that state there or this town. So, again, more curiosity probably serves you well. 21 after, Good Day Weekend.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a survival seed bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
For food, and what do you do with it when you have it there? 800-510-8255. If you have questions for Andrea Cutright, who's here, she's the co-founder and the CEO of Foodily, F-O-O-D-I-L-Y, which is a social network that exchanges recipes. What an interesting, God bless American entrepreneurialism and the ideas that people come up with. This is what it's all about. Not crass, big-time capitalism, but the entrepreneurial spirit and the ideas that people come up with to start businesses. Andrea, congratulations and welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much. Glad to be here.
So what? Let's get a sort of a summary of what Foodily, F-O-O-D-I-L-Y, is.
Yeah, sure. Foodily actually stands for Food, I Love You. Huh. If you spend any time texting, your spouse is kind of what my founder and I have done. I-L-Y stands for I Love You.
Okay.
But we really think of food as one of the most social things that we do. And while there's lots of great recipe content and ideas and recipes that you might exchange with your friends, there wasn't an easy way to do that online, so we decided to build it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a network where you can, you know, see any recipes that your friends like from anywhere on the web.
When did you start this?
We launched earlier this year, so we've been, you know, about 9 months old now.
So this is an exchange of people's recipe ideas, basically. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's very easy. It's that you can search for anything. So just like Google, you can look for recipes from across the web to find exactly what you want. But any time that you take an action, if you like something or you save it or you decide you've already made that, your friends are able to see that through Facebook.
Really? All right, so this is Facebook. This is connected to Facebook. I love, you know what it shows, I guess, I know LOL, laughing out loud, you know, that's one of the things. There are all kinds of abbreviations and little anecdotal things that people use. I've never used ILY, but now that you've told me that, I will now use it a lot. Because it does.
Right, exactly. It comes in handy.
Yeah, it does. So let's talk about some of the highlights, the exchanges that are taking place right now, some popular recipes from the individuals. You probably have big outfits as well. They've seen this Facebook, so they're using it to promote themselves with recipes for whatever they're plugging their product, right? Isn't that part of what goes on here?
Yeah, certainly one of the things that you can do is, besides exchanging recipes with your friends, you can see some recommendations from people that you want to follow. If you're a Twitter user, you know that you can sort of follow anyone online and see what they're liking. So in our case, you can follow people like, you know, as diverse as the No Meat Athlete if you're interested in, you know, vegetarian or plant-based diets. All the way down to Rob Riggle, who's a comedian and often saves very interesting and funny things.
Or could
and Roy David, who's part of the family dinner.
But you could, yeah, I mean, anybody, your cousin can post, you can post. There's no, there's anybody can post a recipe. And I wonder what has been the most popular one. You can tell by following these things how many people look at it. What amazes me is that people have the time to do this. Not putting it up necessarily, but people find these various networks, or they find these various sites, or they find the apps. It just is amazing how many there are and how well visited. The traffic on some of these, yours has seen hundreds of thousands of downloads in the months that it's been around, right?
Yeah, and actually that's just our iPhone application, which we recently launched just before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I think, you know, people really want to be able to have handy access to recipes.
Mm-hmm.
We're often inspired when we're in the grocery store. You just were talking with the caller about being at a farmer's market.
Right.
And the easiest thing to do is take out your phone and take a look at, well, have my friends really done anything or saved any recipes from any websites related to peas?
Right.
And you can see it right there on your phone, and it's just a handy news feed.
Yeah.
And it is interesting what's become very popular. There's a small blog called Elizabeth Mincelli, and her Chicken Lizzie recipe has something like 1,000 people who have saved it or commented on it.
That's amazing.
And it's a really good one.
Online, you can go to food.
Really good.
You can go to foodioyfoodily.com and get a lot of this. Let's talk about some of the highlights from Thanksgiving and what you expect would be big for Christmas, the kind of things that have been shared by some of the users.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving was, you know, it's an amazing, it's obviously America's number one food holiday. So we're looking forward to number two, the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly what we've seen is, you know, is everyone exchanging interesting turkey recipes. The number one vegetable seemed to be Brussels sprouts. There were a lot of Brussels sprout recipes.
Really?
Yeah. And Ina Garten's turkey recipe was certainly the most saved.
Right, that's usually people go, yuck, when you say Brussels sprouts. So somebody wants to come up with something really good.
I think, you know, more and more people are trying to embrace new foods and foods that they know are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So we certainly see a lot of kale running through.
I saw this turkey, roast turkey recipe, including allspice berries and candied ginger.
Alton Brown's turkey recipe.
Yeah, right, that looks pretty good.
Fantastic.
A lot of pumpkin pie recipes, as you might imagine, and squash and stuffed, this, that, the other thing. What do you make your stuffing from? That kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's been almost as fun as seeing everyone after Thanksgiving with their turkey sandwiches and soups and stuffing with poached eggs. What we've been seeing for Christmas really has been...
All right, hold on. Hold that thought. Andrea, hold on. We'll pause the bottom of the hour here. Get some Christmas ideas from Andrea Cutright from Food I Love You.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Good day, weekend. Time is 33 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is normally here with me at this time as the co-host of this hour, one of America's, if not internationally, certainly nationally, he is the man most well-known on television, the radio. If you read blogs that cover the food world, Phil Lempert is always right on top because of his experience and expertise ferreting out what the good food bargains are, where they are, how the supermarket system works, how you get better food for your family and yourself. All of that is part of the supermarketguru.com. His website is renowned for having great information about health and well-being. So you'll want to check that out. Sign up for his newsletters and his hits or misses, etc. We're talking to Andrea Cutright, who is the co-founder and the CEO of Food I Love You, F-O-O-D-I-L-Y. It's a recipe social network, has apps. They've had hundreds of thousands of downloads. It's a relatively new ad for them. We're talking about some of the things that have been most exchanged. This is where you can exchange your ideas, pick up ideas from other people. This is really something that has had an enthusiastic response, and it makes good sense. All right, so we were had to pause here for a moment. Andrew, why don't you pick up your thought as to where you were?
One of the great things we're seeing for Christmas, because Foodly lets people collect recipes from all over the web and share those with their friends, we're seeing a lot of very traditional recipes, a lot of sugar cookies and Yule logs, in addition to lots of really interesting, you know, main dishes, everything from amazing lamb shanks and I think a few people are getting into, you know, their roasted hams and how to prepare those the best. But there's no end to recipe content online. I think there's just so many wonderful food blogs and food magazines and food sources that you're able to then keep all in one place with Foodly.
Yeah. And then do you have good dessert? I would love to know what the if I'm cooking myself, it's kind of like meat and potatoes or turkey and potatoes or basic stuff. But I wonder, under the circumstances, what we do in the dessert department.
Right. There's lots of gingerbread cakes being saved, as well as things around puddings, you know, traditional Christmas puddings or bread puddings. And interesting, I think, ice creams. I don't know if people don't get enough of the cold, but we see a lot of, you know, bourbon or Armagnac ice creams or
really? Even
pumpkin ice creams, right?
Oh, my heavens.
I think those go really well alongside pies.
Yeah, all right. So there's great information there, and that's really what we're all about. This program is all about passing along information, having people sort of wet their whistle. Your mouth begins to water when you hear somebody, I want to check this out, check that out. So here's what you do. You can download the app, but you can go to their website, foodily.com. It's simple, straightforward, easy, and to see what there is there for you. You will love it as they love food. Andrea, nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much for being here. All right, so there's a good, helpful information. And again, that's kind of what we underscore here. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Shelley Hallmark, who's the author of Finding the Balance. If you have negativity in your life, how does that work on your system, food, even food choices? I know I have my ups and downs when it comes to that. Food can be a source of the sort of serotonin debate. What is in your brain, what you eat, what you put in your body, will affect the chemicals in your brain. And if that's the case, what are you eating that may be influencing how you're feeling? I think that's a very good question, frankly. And we'll get the answer to that. And, the essence of it is you got to know it's like everything else. And Phil underscores this all the time. Whether it's food, he's got a blog in here on his website, supermarketguru.com, information on the healthy attributes of red wine. If you're, and this is what's so difficult about this, if you're a woman who is, in terms of the family, suspect of breast cancer danger, if you're drinking red wine, probably not a good idea. However, if you're a male, you drink all the red wine, within reason. It does you a lot of good. It's good for your brain, good for lots of things in your system. So Phil takes all of these things, picks them apart, and gives you the information that you need so that you feel comfortable. And that's what you want. You want to feel comfortable about what you're eating, feel good about what you're eating. And Phil has all kinds of things on his website. Here's he explains what a vegan diet is. A lot of you have at Thanksgiving, some people, every year at this time, it seems that there are conversions. People are just feeling like, okay, I don't want to eat meat anymore. There's something about meat that bothers me, so I'm going to become a vegan. And you see, I think a lot of more at Thanksgiving than any other time of year, where people change their ideas about their food interests, food habits, et cetera, et cetera. And there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, I have something that I want to pass along to you in terms of food. It's called the 72-hour food kit. The 72-hour food kit. Will you listen for the next 60 seconds as I tell you this story? The 72-hour food kit is essential for you and your family for any emergency. According to Homeland Security, your 72-hour food kit could mean the difference between life and death. Not to be too dramatic, but this is something that is a message. I think that I have found in the years that I've been on the air, there are a couple of things that are important. One of them is communication. The other is food. I come from an area where there are a lot of hurricanes. That's the northeast. The southeast, same thing. We had earthquakes this year, even as far east as Washington. You got tornadoes, more of a problem this year than ever. A local snowstorm in the northeast from Pennsylvania through New York and up into New England caused power outages for 6, 7, 8 days. And the people who had, and there may be all kinds of other problems, unforeseen, some of them are expected. But if you've got the 72-hour food kit, you'll be able to make it through any emergency. With a total of 17,750 calories, the 72-hour food kit provides 9 balanced meals, beverages with staples, enough to weather a short-term emergency. It's the 72-hour food kit. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen makes gathering 72 hours worth of food easy. And I'm going to donate part of the purchase price of the items you'll find there to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research areas. This all being done for the benefit of veterans. This is something that I feel strongly. If you listen to my program, you know how upset I am about what's going on with veterans coming back with all kinds of problems, and the government seems to be turning their back on them. You can check out the Veterans Research Corporation at veteransresearchcorp.org, veteransresearchcorp.org. DougStephanCorp.org. By purchasing from FoodSupplyDepot.com/DougStephan, you get free shipping to boot. So go to FoodSupplyDepot.com/DougStephan, or you can go to DougStephan.com, which may be easier for you because you're familiar with that. Go to DougStephan.com, and you will find on my friends page, look on the friends page, you'll see Food for Health International. Click on that, visit the website, and you will be able to, again, decide which of these is best for you. There are buckets and buckets and buckets, a one-week supply, single selection buckets, variety buckets, all kinds of things in there that you ought to have. And remember that a portion of your sale for this food will go to Veterans Research Corporation, benefiting medical research for our veterans. So check it out, DougStephan.com, the Friends page, or FoodSupplyDepot.com/DougStephan.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and are you having a rough, rough day? Find out how and why. All right, you might be having a rough, rough day, and of course I am trying to sound like a dog barking, because that is a rough day, but you know, think about the dog for a moment. You might be sitting at home, absolutely doing nothing, enjoying yourself, or eating, or watching TV, and reading a book, and that dog wants your attention. That dog wants to play a ball with you, wants you to take that ball and throw it. Is that dog going to give up? Absolutely not. That dog is going to bark at you. That dog is going to put the ball on your lap. That dog is doing anything it possibly can to make sure that you pay attention and play with him. Now, do we do the same thing in life? Do we go after something very, very badly, or do we give up? The dog doesn't give up. We shouldn't give up. You shouldn't give up. Be persistent. Go after it. Talk to the person that's in control. Sometimes that's yourself. Sometimes that's somebody else. And have them recognize that being with you is a wonderful thing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we move on into another area of your health and well-being. Nutrition is an important part of our well-being, and it isn't just physical, it's our mental and emotional well-being that comes about as a result of your food choices. Phil Limber not here. I'm Doug Stephan. We're talking now to Shelley Hallmark, who's the author of Finding the Balance. Shelley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
What is the effect of food? I'm going to sort of go around the barn here, because I know that the basic question that you're addressing in this book, Finding the Balance, is whether or not negativity has negative health effects. But I want to know whether you think that what we eat, what we ingest, and the way it's chemically applied to our body, shall we say, my experience tells me that it affects our mood, personality, serotonin level, all of that stuff. That's the more sugar and fat you eat, the more it affects the balance of the chemicals in your body. And I wonder if we start with that before we get to the negativity, because we can become negative by having a chemical imbalance in our brain, right?
Yes, that's actually a really good way to view it, I think.
Yeah. So are there particular foods that we eat that perhaps are more likely to make us negative or down in attitude than others?
I don't know if I could say the particular foods that would do it. I think it's different for every person because, you know, we're all unique.
Right.
And our, you know, what reacts within us is going to be different for every person. But that is a good point of it.
Yeah. So we have this business that goes on with us. A lot of people are on drugs, and they ought not to be, in my opinion, because it would be easy to fix your... I think you instead of jumping off onto the Zoloft or some of the other drugs that are given for mood swings and depression, that sort of stuff, analyze what you eat and what's going on. And at any rate, you're here to discover, help us discover what it is that negativity does to our health. So would you explain what your research was all about, what you did?
It was a lot in speaking with many people, friends, coworkers, just, you know, people I come across. I found that a lot of people had the same questions on when they would come across negativity in others. And it was always that we were thinking it was projected towards us when it comes into our lives. But it's not always that's the case. It's, you know, that someone could be having a bad day and they unknowingly inflicts the negativity on you just because it's, you know, a way to reflect it outward because it feels like sickness within our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And so what does this book provide?
For me, I think for others it'll provide a different perspective on how to find the best way to view negativity when it comes into our lives and the best way to help us to find and feel balanced within.
Mm-hmm. Want to give us a
response.
Did you take this up because you had it in your life?
Yes.
All right, so let's hear your story then.
I got to a point in my life where I was starting to analyze and question the people I had in my life, relationships, friendships, and just even my choices on how I, you know, from where I got to now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started to, and then in speaking with others, I found that a lot of other people had the same questions as well. So I've always been an observer. So in observing others, and I've had a lot of opportunity for that, you know, because I work in quite a large place as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a lot, I have a lot of access to different personalities. And taking the observing role is a really beneficial way to see, you know, how people behave, how they react, and just how it affects them.
Mm-hmm. And again, back to food and food choices, how you, and it goes all the way down to children. We all hear these stories about children that go to school, how they're bouncing off the walls, and parents are, I don't understand, what's the problem? And the school psychiatrist gets a hold of them, puts them on Prozac or something like that, when in fact the only problem is they're eating these horrible chocolate sugary cereals before they go to school.
Yes, exactly. My daughter has autism, actually, and they do have specific diets that they say is helpful to them so they don't end up off on these tangents.
You know, there are a lot of people who talk, when they hear the story about autism, they worry about shots and that sort of thing, whether or not the shots are effective. Interesting. This is just an anecdotal. You just made me think about this. I'm dangerous because I read so much stuff and it all sort of comes together. It collides. There's a study of autism among the Amish. Actually, the study says there is none. There's no autism in the Amish community. And the theory is that there isn't any because they don't give any shots. They don't allow the children to get shots when they're young. So, I mean, it's an interesting argument, isn't it, when you get right down?
Really? Yes,
yeah,
it
right.
is.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I've thought about that myself with my daughter with the shots. It's interesting that you brought that up.
Yeah. All right. So leaving people with the idea of finding balance. Finding balance. The name of the book is Finding Balance. What you need to do is have a understand what's going on in your head, and also embrace the positive lifestyle. Sometimes easier said than done. It seems easier for people to go into a bucket than not, but we all know it's more pleasant to be around people who are friendly and happy than it is to be around people who are jerkleburgers, right?
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
And that's really what it's all about. And those people who are jerkleburgers oftentimes are the ones who are the unhealthiest. And some people say, well, they're unhealthy, therefore they're negative. I don't think it's that way. I think it's the other way around. I think they're unhealthy because they are negative, not the other way around. So you find out, figure out for yourself. Get Shelley Hallmark's book, Finding the Balance. Nice to have you here, Shelley. Thank you. It's 51 past the hour.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, it's 53 after the hour now, 7 before the new hour. Doug Steffen without Phil Lepert, the supermarket guru, focusing on food, how you were empowered by making your food choices. Just as a postscript to what we were talking about with Shelley Hallmark and the foods that you... This is an old story. It's not a ruse. This is something that so many people are, for whatever the reason, and I guess the only word I can think of is clueless. When it comes to food choices that you make, and you, all the ads that are on television and these children's programs and the children watching, Mommy, 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 I want chocolate Chex. Well, there's a study of all of the Kellogg brand cereals, B-R-A-N-D, because they have Kellogg's brand cereal, which is not a bad cereal. And I don't mean to pick a General Foods, same thing. I mean, General Mills. But these at Quaker, so you have the three big manufacturers, and that's what they are. They are manufacturers, not food that's grown and you eat it. This is a manufacturing process that this stuff goes through in order to get it into your body. So there is a study that was done by, I believe, Consumer Reports. Don't hold me to that. But I think it's Consumer Reports that was done in April of this year studying the various breakfast cereals. And you want to know what the number one worst cereal for you or any member of your family is? The worst cereal, according to this report, is General Mills Chocolate Chex. Chocolate Chex. 174 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 1 gram of fiber, and 11 grams of sugar in one average bowl. Chocolate-flavored cereals should not be a part of you or your child's morning routine. I make a decent dessert, put a little ice cream. You want to have it at night on some ice cream? Okay, that's all right. But you don't send your children off to school loaded up with sugar. One study published by the American College of Nutrition found that among late-night snackers, those who chose cereal took in fewer calories than those who made other choices, and ultimately they wound up losing nearly half a pound of body fat per week. That doesn't mean you should switch to an all-cereal diet, just that cereal is a better evening snack than you might think, and certainly better than having it in the morning. The cereal. It's not all these cereals are created equal. The worst of them, as I say, whether you're a mature eater or whether you're a youngster, as this chocolate stuff. Cocoa Puffs, number two on the list of the worst cereals. Cocoa Krispies, number three on the list. And Cookie Crisp, also there. The worst cereals, anything with chocolate in it, you don't want for breakfast. Good late-night snack again, but not for breakfast. Also, this study looked at the worst high-fiber cereals. You know, this is a big deal because they'll market this. High fiber is supposed to be good for you, and in most circumstances, it is. But if you, and I don't mean to pick on General Mills here, but I'm looking at this list, and on the list, the worst high-fiber cereal, again, it's a Chex product called Multibran. Chex Multibran. And again, the Chex in and of themselves seem sort of harmless. I've been eating wheat Chex for a lot of my life until I found out that wheat was bad for me, wheat germ and stuff. But in this circumstance, this brand has two different positions it holds down on the worst list. Heavy doses of sugar. If you look at the box, it is actually sweeter than the chocolate-flavored Chex. It has more sugar in it than the chocolate-flavored Chex box that I was talking about a few minutes ago. General Mills says it has a hint of sweetness, but it's really on. Don't you love that? I mean, I love the way these companies have just a hint of sweetness. No, sorry. It's on par with some of the most the most indulgent boxes on the shelf. One bowl of this cereal has more sugar than a scoop of Edie's chocolate fudge ice cream. One bowl of this cereal, Wheat Chex Multibran, has more sugar in it than a scoopful of Fudge Tracks ice cream from Edie's. I mean, that's somebody saying, wow, that's awesome. But it's, hello, it's very telling, isn't it? So, a little, if you pardon the pun, food for thought, using your mind to make good choices is something that we all recommend. And I also recommend going to Phil's website, the supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, back with us again next week on Good Day Weekend with his own brand of intelligent information and offerings for you when it comes to your food shopping and food choices. 59 past the hour on Good Day. Ready for cold and